War. Fast forward 30 years and she's now the first woman to hold the position of First Minister of Wales. So how did a girl from a deprived part of Cardiff achieve so much? Friends and work colleagues share their insights in Profile at 7 o'clock. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday, the 14th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midday, high English Channel, 1032, slow moving, declining 1029 by midday Sunday. Low, 100 miles south of Iceland, 986, expected 200 miles east of Iceland, 994, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good. South Utsira, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. 40s, Cromartie, 4th Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 4 to 6, showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or southwest, 3 to 5, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable, mainly southwest, 2 to 4, fair, good. Plymouth, south or southwest, 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, easterly, 4 to 6 in south, variable 2 to 4 elsewhere, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain later, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest, 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Shannon, south or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Faroe, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, south or southwest, 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Finally, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. That brings us to the end of the shipping forecast. Now for the general weather forecast, here's Thomas Schaffernacker.
Jane, thank you very much and a very good evening to you. It's not been a bad day across most of the country. It's still beautiful across the bulk of England and Wales with sunny skies, but the weather has turned across Scotland, Northern Ireland, and also now in the northwest of England and the Lake District. A weather front is moving across. It's bringing thick cloud, some outbreaks of rain. So as far as this evening is concerned, some of us are in at least for a bit of rain. So Cumbria, Lancashire, northern parts of Wales are eventually getting some rainfall. But I think the further south and east you are, the drier and clearer the weather will be overnight. And also some clear spells, I think, across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Now, the temperatures tonight will be typically between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. On to the forecast then for Sunday. Scotland and Northern Ireland will have sunny spells, pretty much from the word go. A few showers are certainly possible in western and northern Scotland. Also some sunshine expected in the far north of England, but we are also expecting some showers, particularly from northern Wales, Lancashire and across Yorkshire. To the south tomorrow, the weather's going to be generally bright. I think the best of the weather along the Channel coast, around East Anglia and the southeast. But through the afternoon, it could turn a little cloudy. And our temperatures tomorrow, still cool in the north of the country, 14 in northern Scotland, about 20 in London.
Thanks, Thomas. Now here's Kirsty Walk to tell us who she's reuniting tomorrow morning.
On January the 1st in the year 2000, 36 people began a year of going back to basics on a remote island in the Outer Hebrides. They set up a school, grew veg and reared livestock. The resulting reality TV series, Castaway 2000, catalogued the triumphs and tantrums. There were confrontations with tabloid hacks, whiskey makers bearing gifts, and a well-known indie band, all of whom were forcefully repelled from the island. 29 made it to the end, and one of them, Ben Fogo, kick-started a career from it. The full story of Castaway 2000 on the reunion, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Caroline Nichols. Good evening.